Folks, before we get started with the homemade broadcast, I want to tell you quickly about NTTFitness.com. What is that? Well, I'm glad you asked. If you're like me, if you're like most Americans, you're fat, you're lazy, you want food, and you want it now. You're hungry, you're going to go through the Burger King drive-thru, and you're going to get one of those dollar tacos because you want to see what all the fuss is about, and you're disappointed, and you should be. You should be ashamed of yourself. NTT Fitness is a food delivery service, but it's not just food. It's good food, and it's good for you. Use my code LEVELUP15. You'll get 15% off your first order. There's macros. There's micros. It's stuff you should put in your body. NTTFitness.com. LEVELUP15. 15% off your first order. All right, let's start the show.
Beach Drop. Drop. Par Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
If you were a program director, ops manager, which you are de facto, but no, yeah. no one admits it, and you say like, "Hey, Mike's going to replace somebody. This is going to be who is it going to be?"
I would probably get rid of. I would keep Anna and Will because I think they're both good. I would get rid of that show. We'd probably put some syndicated programming on it, was cheaper, and then I'd add them to different shows.
Oh, okay.
I think Will is a prize that nobody's discovered yet.
Yeah, he's a diamond in the rough for sure.
Yeah, I would put him on a different show and give him more exposure. But that's the first thing that I would do. So you can't reverse these things on me because I have no problem saying what's on my mind.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3... 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMP Radio on RadioCP.com. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome back. Remember World War III? That was a week ago already. Week and a half. 2 weeks ago already. Can you believe it? Nothing happened. We're still here, baby. Still kicking. Still rocking. Still grooving. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. Got some good stories coming up later about sleeping nude and farts. Everybody loves farts. Nothing funnier than farts. Prove me wrong. So we had the World War III happen, and it's over. I guess we won. The president's impeached, officially. Trial began. There was a debate that happened. The Democratic debate happened. There were some big moments from that. We had Elizabeth Warren and Bernie fight. Bernie Sanders being accused of sexism of everybody in the world. It's kind of hard to believe, isn't it? Just knowing that guy, he's a very progressive man. And I think Bernie Sanders is getting a taste of the corporate press. I love talking about the corporate press. They are bad people. they're lying to you. They're pushing their own agenda. And there's always this, I don't know, there's this, people talk about a liberal bias in the media, right? I don't think it's that. And I think this instance that happened at the debate proves that that's not really the case. They have people that they like, the media, and that's who they're rooting for. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican. There's just some people they want, and there's some that they don't want. And especially CNN is in the can for Elizabeth Warren. They are pushing her so damn hard, and they are throwing Bernie Sanders under the bus. Now, a lot of people don't like Bernie. Some people love Bernie. I believe that Bernie is legit in the fact that he believes in what he says, and I believe he is the less corporate mainstream figure. He got robbed in 2016. He should have won. And Hillary Clinton and the DNC stole it from him. He should have been the nominee. And they're doing it again. And I think this clip proves it. He's been accused of sexism. Elizabeth Warren accused him of saying they had a meeting, allegedly, and Bernie Sanders said a lady is not going to be able to beat Donald Trump and can't win the presidency. It just doesn't sound right to me. And I think this clip proves that it's not so much a left-wing bias in the media that, you know, our right-wing friends talk about constantly, but it's just the media, the corporate press, picking a person that they want and pushing that person all the way through. Let's check out this clip.
So, Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
I just...
Totally just disregarded what he said and didn't ask Elizabeth Warren to, you know, comment on that or anything. Just went with her, yep, that happened. And then there was a bunch of people in the corporate media that were saying that, yep, this is, didn't we learn anything? Who was it? Let me check my Twitter feed here. I tweeted it out that, you know, we should believe what ladies say. Because apparently they're incapable of lying. Women never lie, guys and girls. They always tell the truth. Julia Loth, she is the correspondent. She's a correspondent for GQ magazine. And apparently she's working on a book from her Twitter bio. I cannot wait. I'm sure it's going to be great. But she said she's still thinking about the Warren and Bernie squabble. And I have a question to people who have accused Warren of lying. Isn't the lesson of Me Too, what? And the last few years, that we should just believe women and not call them liars? Boy, you want to talk about a privilege, being able to just say whatever you want and being believed? Imagine the power that could wield you. Oh my God, you could literally do whatever you want. And these people say this stuff without any sense of irony, without any sort of, that's crazy. They go, yeah, this is the way it should be. And I don't know if it's just a power grab where they know that they're being insane and they're using this. There's a lot of currency in victimhood. Everybody uses it. There's so much currency in victimhood. I saw a story a couple weeks ago when I was on break about a cop in, I don't know, somewhere, that he wrote effing pig on his cup that he got from Starbucks or something, or some establishment. So that tells you how powerful that narrative is, the victim narrative, and how much power it gets you, how much social currency it gets you in this society here, that even the authorities use it. So that's where we're at right now. And then after the debate, Bernie said, no, that, you know, that didn't happen. And they just went on and said, yes, it did. Anyway, how'd that make you feel, Liz? Chief Liz? And this happened right at the end of the debate after he said no.
With applause still ringing at the end of the Democratic debate in Iowa last night, the simmering feud between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders suddenly boiled over.
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
What?
I think you called me a liar on national TV.
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion? We'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the middle, but I just want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good. Okay.
She walked away without...
Tom Steyer's in there. I know you're asking, who the hell is Tom Steyer? That was a guy who said he didn't want to get in the middle of it. That's some billionaire who made his money off coal, who's preaching about climate change constantly, and how billionaires have too much money. Meanwhile, he has like something like $20 billion. He's only there because he's paid to be there, and he wants to hang out with these asses, I guess, and try to talk on the stage for a little bit. But he's one of the few remainers left. Bloomberg wasn't there. There's a lot of people that didn't make it. Tulsi, Andrew Yang. There's a lot of people still in the race. I don't love, but I really like Andrew Yang, and I like Tulsi. And they're not there, of course, because they're not the choice of the DNC. because they're not corporate, because they are, I think, better. You know, I think once you get in office or wield any sort of power, it just sucks you in. You're just in the belly of the beast, and you just, even if you mean well when you go in there, you get corrupted really goddamn fast, I think. So, yeah, that was a Democratic debate. We had World War III. We had this war where they're tearing each other down here. Bernie, I love Bernie's reaction, too. What?
Let's not do it right now. You want to have that discussion, we'll have that discussion. You called me. You told me. All right, let's not do it now.
I don't want to get in the way. I want to say hi, Bernie.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good. Okay. All right, very good. Yeah, good. I don't know who you are. Goodbye. So, yeah, that was the last week. World War III. And then this DNC war that went on here. The Homemade Broadcast is brought to you by Truvi Salon and Spa. That's right. New year, new you, baby. Yeah, what are you going to do? Well, I'll tell you where you should start. You can work on your appearance a little bit. Yeah, you might be a little ugly, but, you know, don't let that stop you. You know, get a haircut. It's amazing what a haircut can do for a lady, I tell you. And a fella, too. You get a nice haircut, it just changes your whole outlook. And Chrissy Parker at Truvi Salon and Spa can give you the best haircut in Tampa Bay. That's right. I'm saying it. I'm putting it out there. I'm putting my reputation on the line. You're going to love it. 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, right here in St. Petersburg. Go to their website at truvisalonandspa.com. Make your appointment. And, yeah, you're going to love it. Let me know what you think. 813-693-2124 if you want some Stay Woke stickers and some HMB radio stickers, magnets, any gear that you want, I'm happy to send to you via the U.S. mail. All I need you to do is I need you to send me your address. I know, it's a ballsy move on your end. I don't know if I would do it if I were you, but some of you have, and I've sent those people some nice stickers. I didn't go to their house. I didn't stalk them. I just put these stickers in an envelope, and I let the USPS deliver them straight to them for free. Free of charge. So if you would like some, slip it in my DMs at @home_made_man on both Instagram and Twitter, same name, or you can leave a text message at 813-693-2124 or visit hmbradio.com, click the contact page, and you'll be able to find it there as well. The other thing I wanted to talk about was the Houston Astros. What the hell is going on? This is like a huge scandal here. The Tampa Bay Rays fell to the Houston Astros in the ALDS in, when were the playoffs? September. Rays had a great season, you know, got beat Oakland to go in that wild card to play in the ALDS against the dreaded Houston Astros. A very good baseball team, incredible record, lots of good players. And then we find out that they might be cheaters. They're accused of stealing signs. They had cameras, I guess, that, you know, these pitchers were tipping their pitches. Tyler Glasnow was, I don't even know if it was his fault now, but they said that he was tipping his pitches in the ALDS, and the Houston Astros took advantage of that. But now it's like, well, maybe he got his freaking sign stolen, you know? I don't know. And so this came down of... penalties were levied against the Astros for this sign-stealing thing. This is from CBS News, and this is from even a few days ago, and more stuff has hit the fan, and probably even more things will come out after this podcast is released, because this seems to go pretty deep. Alex Cora from the Boston Red Sox, he was the manager, or is the manager, or was the manager. Yeah, and he got canned because he was the bench coach for the Astros when all this stuff was going down. He just got fired. Carlos Beltran, he was hired as the Mets manager and then fired within a few days because he was also implicated in this. This is a big scandal for baseball. This is the biggest scandal, I think, since the steroid thing. But let's check this out from CBS Evening News.
Tonight, shockwaves are rippling through Major League Baseball. The league hit the Houston Astros with harsh penalties today for illegally using technology to gain an edge, stealing secret pitching signals used by opposing teams. Mark Strassman now on the hard and fast fallout.
The Houston Astros, a world champion! fans. Houston celebrated when the Astros won the 2017 World Series. Not today. Turns out, the team had been cheating for months. They stole signs from a center field camera trained on the opposing team's catcher. Astros players studied a monitor, then warned their batters a certain pitch was coming. In this audio-enhanced clip, you're about to hear the signal for an off-speed pitch. Two bangs on a trash can. Major League Baseball's investigation concluded virtually all the players had some involvement or knowledge of the scheme. Many admitted that they knew the scheme was wrong. Astros general manager Jeff Luhnow and manager A.J. Hinch were banned for a year, then fired by Astros owner Jim Crane.
It's the stiffest penalty that any team has ever taken or given.
MLB isn't done. They're also investigating the Boston Red Sox and manager Alex Cora, formerly the Astros bench coach. Mark Strassman, CBS News, Atlanta.
Yeah, there you go. Geez, and since this report a few days ago, he's gone. Alex Cora is gone from the Boston Red Sox just like that. It's crazy, man. You know, you play the game, you would think these guys would have some sort of, I don't know, like you want to win, obviously, but at what rate? Don't you want to win, honestly? I mean, don't you want to be like, oh, my merit, you know, we won this? I don't know how you could walk around with a World Series ring on knowing that you had a huge advantage. But what's even crazier, today, I'm recording this on the 16th, Carlos Beltran's supposed niece started tweeting. Now, they haven't confirmed that this is actually her or not, but she dropped some big bombshells, and apparently she said she knows quite a bit about this stuff. A day after saying that her uncle was stepping down as Mets manager before the resignation actually was announced, the mysterious account is now alleging that Houston Astros superstar Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman wore devices that buzzed on their shoulders that were controlled by a hallway video guy who was already deciphering the signs of the Houston opponents in real time. The identity of the account has suddenly come into question, with ESPN's Marley Rivera now saying that the person who claims to be Beltran's niece is not related to the Beltrans, with Beltran's family even telling Rivera that the account is not related to my family anyway. Whoever that account may be, they were correct in their tweet saying that Beltran was stepping down a day before it was announced, and the Barstool Sports' Dallas Braden says that they were the first to announce that Beltran was being hired by the Mets before any other major news outlet got the news. Moments after Beltran stepped down as New York Mets manager, the account tweeted on Thursday, "I have pictures from the locker room I will keep for a rainy day. Altuve didn't want his shirt torn off, if I remember. Maybe I misspoke, but Chapman gave up a home run in that game." This account is referring to Altuve's walk-off home run of Yankees closer Aroldis Chapman in Game 6 of the American League Championship Series. Diamond Digest, a Twitter account, put up a GIF, of Altuve coming to home plate and him saying, it looks like he's saying, no, don't do it. And he's got his kind of button undone, and he's grabbing at his shirt to kind of close it up as the guys are getting ready to jump on him. It was, I don't know, it's pretty telling. It seems like it could be the case. Video shows Altuve rounding third base and slowly approaching home plate as he appears to be monitoring for his teammates to not rip his jersey off. You can see Altuve holding on to the top buttons of the jersey to make sure it cannot be pulled down. Instead of Altuve celebrating with his teammates after he hit one of the biggest home runs in baseball history, Altuve mysteriously rushed into the Astros dugout for a brief time, believed to have yanked the device off.
How many big hits, how many big home runs here at home for Jose Altuve in his time with the Astros? He is a hero tonight, and the Astros win this ALCS in six games. The final tonight is 6-4.
You just told me you were ready for that 2-1 pitch.
New picture floated around on Twitter tonight. The reports from the Beltran ghost account with images showing Astros outfielder Josh Reddick wearing an undershirt and having some sort of wire on his shoulder with a piece of tape securing it to his skin. The object turned out to be a piece of confetti, with the wire being Reddick's necklace. The idea of Houston players wearing buzzers on their bodies is nothing new. It only remained an internet conspiracy theory until today. See, this is the thing about conspiracy theories, too, that sometimes they end up being right. Like, that's like that's something that the mainstream press does as well, is they'll accuse people of being a conspiracy theorist if they go against the official narrative. And then you find out, oops, yeah, that was a lie. So it makes you wonder, were the Rays, did Tyler Glasnow tip his pitches, or did the Houston Astros steal those signs in the ALDS? I mean, I don't know. He probably, maybe it's a little bit of both. Maybe both things can be true. That does happen from time to time. But, geez, what a mess. I think the Rays should just do a UCF night football type of thing. Hang a banner, World Series champs, because there's an asterisk next to the Houston Astros now. Declare themselves World Series champions 2019 season. Let's do it. Let's go.
The Homemade Broadcast is on RadioSaintPete.com.
813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBRadio.com is the website. This podcast is brought to you by HomemadePodcast.com. Homemade Podcasts is a media consulting company focusing on podcasting. And it's my little side project that I do, and I know how to do it. And I'm doing it right now. I'm talking to you through that medium. So if you're interested in getting started, whether it's just a hobby or you're a business trying to reach new and existing clientele, get in now. Don't wait. You're already too late. You don't even be later now. Don't get buried in the rubble. You need to do this. It's good for you. It'll benefit you. And it's fun. I think you'll like it. HomemadePodcasts.com. Click the contact page, and I'll holler at you. Or just call me, 813-693-2124. Leave a voicemail, and I'll call you back. This week on Stay Woke. Stay Woke is a radio program I host, co-host, with my friend Anna Hummel. And we talk about stuff, and it's really fun. I have a good time. And this week we talked about, Anna saw this story where I guess you could tell a lot about a person by how they sleep. I sleep nude. I'm proud of it. It's super comfortable. And so we chatted about that a little bit. You can check out Stay Woke every weeknight at midnight on 102.5 The Bone, theboneonline.com, or get The Bone app, because you can get Stay Woke on demand at your leisure, so you don't have to be awake at that time of night or morning. It's crazy. Don't do it. Just get it on demand. Don't listen live. Just get it on demand. Download the app, 102.5 The Bone, in Google Play or iTunes. Plus, you get all the other fantastic Bone programming. All right, let's check out this clip about sleeping nude and farting on Stay Woke.
There's been a new study, Will, that tells you what kind of person you are, I guess, by if you sleep nude or not. Now, I know you are a fan.
I am a nude sleeper. I love to sleep nude.
100% of the time?
100% of the time, unless sometimes I won't. If my sheets are on the cleaner side, like if I'm not past the hump day, like Wednesday.
Okay.
And I didn't like shower right before I get in bed, I wear undies. Because I don't want to soil my sheets with butt and like and balls and stuff. Balls. I don't want to soil them. But if I'm over the hump and it's like Thursday, Friday.
I got you.
And I didn't shower at night, I'll just get into bed nude.
I got you.
Yeah.
I do both. It's kind of how I'm feeling. You know what I mean? I know this sounds weird because there's no one that's looking at me naked. I don't have a boyfriend. It's not like I'm coming home to anybody. But if I'm feeling bloated and gross, I like don't want to look at my own body. So like if I'm all bloaty and like gassy or like I'm full or something, I will wear like pajamas so I don't have to wake up and like see a belly.
Yeah.
Or something. I know that sounds weird.
No, like, I get up every morning. I got one of those full-length mirrors on the closet.
Yeah.
And I just go, ugh. And then I just go to the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't want that experience. Even though I don't have any mirrors in my room, I don't want that. But it says here, if you call yourself a night owl, you may prefer to sleep naked. It says here, a new study of 2,000 Americans examined their sleeping habits and personalities in relation to whether they prefer to sleep in the buff or wear jammies. It says here nude sleepers were more likely to call themselves night owls, whereas pajama wearers identified as a mixture between early bird and night owl. It also says here, and this is kind of interesting, it says naked among naked sleepers, 23% do it to increase their sex life. Is that me? No, Will.
No. I don't even like clothes, honestly.
Yeah,
I hate them. I wouldn't be a nudist, though, because I'm not proud enough of my body, so I would wear certain clothes. But, like, if I wear, like, Saturdays and Sundays, I got my tanks on, you know, as little fabric as possible.
Right.
And then I just don't like underwear because it rides up in between your legs, and then it starts to tangle up your balls, and it gets right in the creases there, and it's uncomfortable. Like, even if you – I'm a connoisseur of good underwears.
Yes,
like the finest underwears. It's one thing. Toilet paper and underwear I do not skimp on. I'm cheap with a lot of things, but not underwear or toilet paper. I get the best of the best.
Mm. Which is what brand?
Usually whatever's at work that I steal. Which is a nice toilet paper. They get good stuff.
Okay, is it like wrapped individually, like each roll?
Sometimes.
Those are the best.
I think it's like a Sam's Club. You know, type of thing, but
yes.
they have some good products. A quilted toilet
so
paper,
so nice when it touches the holes.
I cannot use that single ply.
Recycling
goes through it.
No,
and then
you have to wrap it 1,000 times. Listen, when I was traveling backpacking through Southeast Asia, we would put 3 things in our locker, like to lock up our passports, alcohol, and toilet paper, that like good toilet paper that we found. All 3 of those were in a locked box. Everything else was whatever. You could discard that. You could steal that. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Don't steal my good toilet paper. Don't steal my alcohol. And don't steal my passport, bitch.
I like a good paper towel as well. I like a nice, the Viva
Brawny's
paper towels.
Nice.
Brawny's nice. Bounty's good too. A name brand, whatever.
What do they have
good.
Here, Will?
I don't know. What do they have here?
I don't know. Bounty, Brawny.
Whatever
know.
They have
whatever
here is
it's
really
great.
Good.
It's, we like it.
I like it a lot.
We
it's
like
nice.
It.
It's quilted. It's good. Toilet paper, not so much, but I understand that's probably a building thing.
Yeah, and it's those huge rolls that they use. You know what I mean? The dispensers.
The industrial size.
Yeah. It says here also, of the people that wear jammies, 24% don't want people to accidentally see them in the buff. Mm. So they're doing it so that they can protect their bits. Of the pajama wearers, 26 don't want to wash their sheets as frequently. So that's why they don't want their booty hole.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right.
It says here, 3 in 10 respondents said they felt pressure to look attractive when sleeping with their significant other early in their relationship. God, those are the good times, man. Those are when you're like worried, like, oh my God, do I look cute? And you don't like really do your hair, but you like make sure it like lays nicely. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You make sure that you don't maybe eat a few hours before you go to bed so you're not farty gassy on your new partner.
Yeah.
Like, those are the best. Those are the best times.
I
love that. I love that part of the relationship.
I don't like it because the whole time I'm just thinking, please don't fart. Don't fart me. You can't do it right now.
And sometimes, like, when you're sleeping.
I did. I had one of those a few weeks ago.
A girl?
Yeah.
You farted on her or?
I was you know, you're like half asleep. You're like mostly asleep, but you're still, I felt a little air. And then I was like, uh-oh, and kind of looked over and she's like playing on her phone.
Oh no, she wasn't asleep.
And I was like, ooh, well, you know, it happened.
Yeah.
Luckily it wasn't like a beeper or anything.
Was it audible?
No, it was kind of just wind. Thank God. I think I had kind of like my leg, my up. Anal lips were kind of, you know, I didn't make, and I guess it didn't push out. Like I've had that where you have to go into the bathroom and like, you know, kind of open your butt cheeks, so it doesn't make
noise.
That trumpet sound, so your cheeks don't clap when you pass the gas, and it's a nightmare because sometimes even when you do that, when you open the cheeks, you know, to get the full capacity. It sometimes makes a noise. The BH will sometimes pucker, and it so you'll start good, and then it just like it's like, all right, we all got to get out now.
Yeah, it has to be a slow release, slow release of the valve.
And you've been in my apartment, and you know it's tiny, like you can hear everything in there. So I was like, well, there's her me.
Sorry.
Shoot it up.
It is what it is, folks. That's what Will's all about. You're human. It happens.
I'm trying not to fart on you, so at least I went to the bathroom. Yeah. But yeah, it is a nightmare. For dudes, it's like, it's the worst because you're like, you can't do anything embarrassing. But
well,
then when
girls,
you're like,
same thing. We're trying not to be gross.
But you're also not ripping huge beefers farts when you wake up in the morning. Girls don't do that. You do?
No.
You rip beefers? I mean, big old nasty ones. I mean, talking like where cheeks are just flapping about, hitting each other. I mean, I know girls fart, obviously. I don't want to admit that. I know that's a thing. But I mean, if you're not
like that bad, but you know, it's like everything's waking up, including your digestive system. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But so, I mean, I just think, you know, with the stuff that I put in my body compared to, and the amount that I put in compared to what a dainty lady would eat, it's not going to be as volatile. You know, you're going to have some, I mean, look, girls don't poop. Bubble gum comes out 3 times a year. And every once in a while, you just see a piece of bubble gum, and you're like, wow, where did that come from?
Does that really disgust you that women take dumps?
I mean, I don't like to think about it because
like,
it is disgusting.
I know Michelle Wolf was talking about this, and this made me laugh so hard. It's like, you imagine the most beautiful woman, whether it's like Emily Ratajkowski or whatever her name is, or Megan Fox, or whoever's your gal, Angelina Jolie, even though she's kind of weird looking. Like, all of those women take huge dumps, like, or at least that. You know what I mean? And
like,
when you think about that, and probably daily. Probably daily, they're going to the bathroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
so.
Bathroom is bad enough, making poo-poo. But if you have, like, food poisoning, diarrhea, where it's just explosive diarrhea, and this is beautiful. Like, I can't, it's hard
to
picture that.
Like a Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
Like, imagine, what's her name, Andreana Lima, you know, one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Yeah.
Just taking
having
a
explosive
dump.
Diarrhea.
Yeah, it's happened to her before.
Oh, no doubt.
She's a human. That's what happens to humans. Yeah, maybe that's why she's so thin, because she does it a lot. Who knows?
I don't know how ladies, like, how your BH is in such good shape then, because you're having these poops. Like, I've never met a lady, like, their anus
loose
is always...
BH?
Well, not loose, but like mine's a disaster.
How do you know? You ever seen it?
I'm sure it's just not good.
Stick a finger up there?
Down there. No, no. But I mean, I just, well, you take a peek. I'm sure you've never took a peek at your BH?
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah. Just to see what's going on?
Yeah.
I got a full length mirror. I told you. So I'm like, I wonder what's happening back here.
I mean, I have in my life, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, not all the time.
No, I don't have a full length mirror,
I'm
so.
Yeah, nothing's falling out
or
anything.
Or you're just like, you know, I remember being like a preteen and just like curious as to like what's going down there. And then I'm like, okay. Then you sit in front of a mirror and you kind of just like look at a diagram in one hand and like yourself in the other and you go, oh, that's that.
Make sure that's okay.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I think everybody does that.
Yeah.
Just to make sure like everything's
okay.
Sure. And it's a disaster. It's a total
mess.
Well,
what do you mean a disaster? It's like loose
it's hairy?
It's
disgusting looking.
Well, of course.
It's so gross. But like I've seen women's. You know, and everyone that I've seen has been pretty good. They've been cute, you know?
Yeah. I
would never describe that mine as something that's
well,
cute.
You know, they're probably, you know, manicuring it, maybe
shaving. Do you do BH maintenance?
I don't really have
you
to.
You shave your BH?
No, I don't shave. I shave, like, not around it, but, like, in
itch,
the...
Yeah,
I imagine it would. But I know, like, when people get... I've never gotten a Brazilian. I've had friends that have done it, but they wax all the way up your butt crack.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's everything.
Oh, my God. I had a buddy in high school, and he took... You know what Nair is?
Yeah.
He Nair'd his BH. Yeah. The whole thing, and he was bragging to me about it.
Burned.
He's like... Yeah, he said it was a little uncomfortable. He's like, but, dude, it's so awesome. Now when I poop, one wiper, I'm out of the bathroom, and then the hair grew back.
Of course.
And he was just miserable for weeks.
Itchy,
and it was just like coarse, scratchy, and it was just irritated because that skin is pretty much like your organ, the end of your organ,
your intestine,
and it's just kind of sitting there. So it's not really like callous like your hands or even your outside skin.
Right.
It's very
membraney.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was just miserable. I felt so bad for
silly
him.
Silly boy.
All right. There you go. Stay Woke Midnights 102.5, The Bone. If you'd like some Stay Woke stickers and HMB radio stickers, slide in my DMs, home_made_man, and I'm happy to send you some for free. And with that, I'm going to get out of here. If you are listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned. Frank Rivera's Jazz Show is coming up next. Indy Circuit is on after that. And if you were listening on podcast, thank you so much for tuning in over there. I appreciate it. Please do that. Subscribe on iTunes or Google Play. HMB Radio, all one word. And then you'll find Tampa Bay with a tie-dye background image. Click the subscribe button. Yeah, tell a friend about it. Retweet the podcast. That helps a lot. Home_made_man. Only takes a second. It really does help me out, and I thank you so much for doing it. All right, have a fantastic week. I will talk to you very soon. Will Koontz, HMB Radio on Radio St. Pete. Okay, bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.